everyone. Welcome to the Weird World Podcast. My name's Carrie.
I'm Dean.
He's Dean. And Dean is leading this discussion this evening.
Wow, you make it sound... I don't know if that's the really tone of this podcast, Carrie.
Oh.
You're making it sound very serious.
Well, you are a bit professorial.
That's hurtful.
Why? You literally have been a... maybe not a professor.
Still. Okay, so... today, we're going to be something a little different. It's not the normal kind of supernatural paranormal fair, or if Carrie's leading it, the psychological, something fair. Today
is actually... emotionally uplifting.
Or emotionally uplifting. This is not emotionally uplifting. No, this is neither. This is neutral.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
I got to open my drink.
Are we leaving that on? Okay, because that's great
noise.
We
don't have to.
It's a great sound. So... today, we are going to do something different in this that's going to be, it is weird. As you know, listeners, we have a very wide view of what constitutes weird in this show, as you know. This is political. This is essentially very strange stories, conspiracies that are floating around there for specifically the 2024 election season. So it's political, but it is weird in the sense that these are some... very off-the-wall theories and conspiracies that millions of people believe
now
as we speak.
Belabor the definition of weird.
I do.
Nobody but you cares.
Okay. Well, fine.
Everybody
you know, as you know, Carrie's philosophy is... Carrie, go tell all you listeners your philosophy.
Nobody cares about you?
Yeah, that's Carrie's philosophy. She tells our children that, by the
way. Yes.
So that's healthy.
I'm sure I've explained it on this podcast before.
I'm sure you have.
Stop
sure.
being so self-conscious about... the way you look, the way how much you weigh, the clothes you wear, what your shoes look like, if your socks match your blouse or whatever. Nobody gives a shit. Just go have fun. If you're dancing weird, nobody cares. Everybody's worried about themselves looking weird while they're on the dance floor. Me included. So
not me. I
Dean's
am
the,
a
Dean
dancer.
Is the one guy standing in the corner making fun of everybody he sees.
No, that's not me. Very often. Sometimes.
Exactly.
Once or twice. Okay, twice. So anyway, today we're going to just... so what we're going to... I'm going to do... the format is going to be... I am going to describe something that one side in the political world in the United States said about the other side. You, Carrie, have to guess...
oh.
who said that. What side it was. Democratic side, Republican side, said that about the other. You're probably going to get 99.9% of these correct.
Not 100?
Okay, you're probably going to get 100% correct.
It.
But leave some time for the listeners to process the information and guess for themselves. I beg you, Carrie. I beg
because
you.
Because I have not heard any of this
You have
before.
Not heard anything, mm-hmm. but you will get almost all of these right. Hopefully, listeners, you will be surprised. And here's what I want to stress. This is not... political in the sense of I'm not trying to do this in a partisan or ideological fashion, but reality is what reality is, mm-hmm. and you'll soon see a pattern of what's going on here. But trust me, I've mixed in some. It will not be all as one-sided as you might think.
Well, so. In keeping with the theme of our podcast,
yes,
there are some political actors around today who have been very outrightly labeled weird.
That's true.
So if weird any of seems, them are
that's
involved,
a good point, actually.
It fits.
Weird seems to be the word of the season right now.
And I kind of don't like it because weird doesn't mean bad.
I know. But in the context,
yeah.
it means... weird is a very malleable... As I think my introduction made clear, weird is a very broad sense of things. Okay, so we're going to start with... now, who accused... the other side of supporting cat-eating Haitians, or I guess giving aid and comfort to people, immigrants from Haiti, who are eating the dogs and cats of their neighbors in Springfield, Ohio. Here's a quote. Quote, in Springfield, they're eating the dogs. The people that came in, they're eating the cats. They are eating the pets of the people that live there. End quote.
I feel like you are they going to be this easy or are they going to get progressively harder?
That's very easy. But I want to start with that one because that one that is absolutely a very, very you know, is a very prominent story right and now. Everybody's talking about that.
It is definitely weird.
Who started that?
I saw this live.
Yes. Oh, you did?
I did.
I did not.
In a hotel room in Denver.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. During the debate.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump.
Said it.
Yes.
About Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio.
But
it was started, he got it from J.D. Vance.
Yes, he did. But, so, ding, ding, ding. Carrie gets that one right. She's one for one. You keep track. I don't have anything right now.
I'm not going to keep track.
Okay, fine. Sort of timeline.
It'll be easy to keep track of the ones I don't get.
Okay. This began as a YouTube clip that where a secondhand account on a Facebook post said, like, a friend of the daughter of a neighbor said this, literally, that far removed. The woman who made that initial post. So she literally says, I heard from the friend of a daughter of a neighbor that their cats are being eaten. And I think the Haitians that have been invading Springfield, Ohio, that's where she lived, are doing this.
Because people with darker skin than us, I'm sure they eat cats and dogs.
I'm going to be a little bit, not controversial, but a little bit counter here. Springfield, Ohio is a very small town, and it has had a massive inundation of Haitian immigrants in the legal immigrants, by the way. Even though J.D. Vance has said, I will continue to call them illegal, even though he knows that they're indeed legal.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Demographically, culturally, I mean, you have to have sympathy for people. All of a sudden, their world is turned upside down. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You have 60,000. You have something, not even, I don't know what the population in Springfield, Ohio was. I think it was something like 50 or 60,000. Suddenly, a quarter of your population is Haitian. It changes your world almost overnight. All those people came there, by the way, because they needed them, because employers, there was manufacturing that needed them for employment, and they were desperate for employers. Yeah. So it kind of the word got out, and these Haitians started immigrating there. I'm not blaming any Haitian at all.
And talk to those employers.
Yes.
They're very pleased with their Haitian employees.
They completely are. And this rumor about, as you can probably sense from the idea of this weird, this is a weird statement, is of course 100% not true. No Haitians are eating cats or dogs. No one's kidnapping any cats or dogs. The woman who put that post has since apologized and said, I shouldn't have said it. There was no factual. I just was angry.
Is this the woman who her cat was found in her basement 2 days later?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she was upset about that, and she had heard that Haitians were eating people's cats. So she posted it on her Facebook, and it blew up. Some white nationalist, ultra-right-wing social media person promoted it, and it exploded. So what that tells you, though, by the way, is that J.D. Vance and then started pushing this in speeches. They're attending to social media from the as extreme as you can be. Literally, I'm not making that up. I'm not saying that. It was a white supremacist type racist social media influencer who first started promoting this broadly within his social media outlets. And so who is it? Is it J.D. Vance? Is it someone in within his immediate orbit? Right? You have to get that information from somewhere for it to get to you.
Yes.
That's terrifying that they are attending to the output of very fringe extremist,
Or some of his aides.
That's likely what happened. That's still terrifying and should be.
Yeah.
Same thing. If Kamala Harris had people attending to super weird left-wing conspiracies, if they existed, we should be scared of that. And that person should be, if someone's bringing you that information and it turned out to be, first of all, J.D. Vance's first reaction should be, that's ridiculous. That's not true. But it's not.
Let's look for some proof. Let's look for a police report. Let's look for animal control to be involved. Let's look for
everybody in Springfield, Ohio. Literally, every source Carrie just said has said none of this is true.
Yes.
So
I have one more thing to say about you saying you got to have sympathy for a community that has a large influx of immigrants.
You're misinterpreting that.
No, I'm not misinterpreting it. Okay. I know exactly how you feel about that. And I think it's very generous of you. However, I don't have to have sympathy for them because it's pure racism. Because if they had an influx of German immigrants and they all of a sudden, had to hear polka music and they were having Oktoberfest, there would not be one complaint about it.
Carrie, have you ever heard polka music?
Yes.
It's awful.
And trust me.
There'd be at least one complaint because that would be me.
No, there wouldn't.
Plus, it's German beer, which is Pilsners. You know I don't like Pilsners.
You're just trying to be funny. What if it's Norwegians?
Norwegians, okay.
You got me yeah.
I, you know, I'm
what
a
if it's
fan of
Swedes? What
I
if
like
it's
Swedes.
Danish people.
Danish.
Substitute
know,
any white person.
You're right. You're partly right.
I'm 100% right.
You're 90. You're
so it's racism.
40,
so
you're
I'm
30,
never
you're
going
100.
To have sympathy for people who are acting badly it, out of racism.
I don't think it's racism. I think
what?
It's
xenophobia.
I think when your world changes and it's upended, however is upended, doesn't have to be race, then you
okay.
react in a way that is defensive.
But
sometimes.
They're not going to care as much about some different kind of white
you're
culture.
You're probably
if
right to an
people.
Extent, but not as much as I think you think you're right. About.
I know I'm right.
If suddenly there's 20,000 Swedes, they're speaking Swedish, and they're insisting that you eat their terrible smorgasbord. I think, and have you seen some of that food?
Do you think Haitians are insisting white Springfieldians eat their food?
What name
no.
one Haitian food product?
They have
one, Carrie. One.
There are, I've heard a lot of people saying,
cats and dogs.
There are a lot of Haitian immigrants have started little mom and pop restaurants and people love them. So I don't know what Haitian food is. I've never been to.
I do. Carrie,
I've never been to Haitia.
It's cats and dogs.
As J.D. Vance thinks that's where Haitians are from.
We know.
But
the people from Greece are from or Grecia. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go on now.
Yes.
So that was one. That's an example of what I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to point at is, again, these are weird notions being out there in the political sphere of 2024 specifically. So I'm not going to talk about whatever, Pizzagate from years ago and things like
yeah.
that. Just okay. right now. So if you're hearing that, cat eating Haitians, it's not true.
So none of Hillary Clinton's bad deeds are going to be talked about
today? Nope.
Okay.
We won't
okay,
talk
good.
About that.
Let's go.
Now, one person said, quote, the blank, other side, let's air quotes, are allowed to do abortion on the 8th and 9th month and even after birth. This person's vice presidential pick says abortion in the 9th month is absolutely fine. He or she also says execution after birth is execution, no longer abortion because the baby is born is okay. What side said that about the other side?
Obviously Republicans.
That was Donald Trump. Both those
yeah.
quotes were from Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been saying for quite some time now, literally using the phrase post-birth
yes.
abortion, which is murder, that is infanticide,
correct.
That is illegal everywhere.
Do you know what he's actually referring to?
He's referring to those
palliative
very, very late
care.
Term abortions where the mother's
no.
life is in grave danger. Am I correct?
No, but his post-birth execution thing.
Yes.
If a baby is born with fatal anomalies, then the baby is born. They're not going to go to monumental efforts to keep a baby who's going to die anyway alive. So he says the doctor will just put the baby aside and they'll think about what to do about it later. No, it means the mom and dad probably cradle that baby and they dress that baby and they bathe that baby and they have to sit with their baby until it dies. And they may do something to keep the baby comfortable and pain-free or whatever. It's palliative care for fatal anomalies in an infant who is born. And those babies are born to parents who opt not to terminate the pregnancy when they find out about those at around 20 weeks when they have anatomy scan that will tell you. So, and they're all hot and bothered. You know, they won't allow any of those abortions to happen.
Yeah.
So parents are going to have no choice now. If their baby is not going to survive, it's going to have to be born and they're going to have to watch it die.
Yeah.
That's what
yes.
he's talking about.
He's
he thinks that's an abortion for some reason or an execution for some reason.
He's,
yes.
Well,
he's
I'm not
going to
say it. But it's a horrific,
it's
horrific to take advantage of something so painful to these people and to try to score political points off that is sort of triply, not just dishonest, but just evil.
Yeah.
Just kind of awful. So in case you're wondering if we're going to, I mean, I can't help it. As a decent human being, there's no question. Making these accusations is despicable and vile and evil and whether or not Donald Trump knows what he's saying is untrue, I don't know if he knows what he's saying. If any of the background you just said, I don't know if he knows any of that.
Oh, I'm
but
sure
I know
he
for
doesn't.
A fact
yeah.
he would not care.
No,
there's
I'm
no
sure
question
he doesn't.
He would not care. So
somebody who does know
yeah.
what I'm talking about and they know exactly what happens probably said something to him. And in his weirdo mind, he twisted it into, oh my God, they're killing babies after they're born.
Yes. Or he was literally given that sentence to speak.
Yeah.
Which I think happens more often than you might think. So next one. Number three. I didn't number these. I'm going to probably lose track very soon here on the number of them. So there's been some ideas about that a certain presidential candidate went through a attempted assassination. This is not going to be very clever, is it? And that there are allegations that that attempted assassination was staged. Quote, blank, blank, continues to play in our faces. This was so staged. If someone really wanted to take him out, they wouldn't use a BB gun, one person posted on X, formerly Twitter. There's been lots and lots and lots of posts on social media that the attempted assassination against this certain presidential candidate was staged. It was a, quote, false flag situation. A false flag is where someone, like, you pretend you were, Germany infamously pretended, you pretend you were invaded so you can then declare war on the country yeah. that didn't really actually invade you. That's kind of a false flag. So there's been a lot of talk on social media that the attempted assassination against a certain presidential candidate was indeed staged. Like the yeah. blood was a packet of blood. There's a blood scene on this person's, who I'm not going to name yet, ear. And no one out there knows. People are thinking, who the hell is he talking about? So that the blood dripping off his ear was like a Hollywood little packet or something like that. Mm-hmm. Some people actually put a bag of ketchup being popped right next to that person's ear through AI animation. Mm-hmm. Who was the person? What group is making this accusation against what person?
Karen. I mean, probably a Democrat or a left-leaning individual or individuals. I've seen a lot.
And who indeed was the person who suffered the attempted assassination?
That would have been Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump. So there, now you have a, let's call it a left-wing or a liberal yes. conspiracy theory that the attempted assassination against Donald Trump in Pennsylvania was staged. It mm-hmm. was not staged. It was real. Someone died. There were shots fired.
Yes.
They killed the person who took those shots.
Yes.
Fired. Whether or not his ear was really hit by a bullet that passed by his head or by yeah. shrapnel, we don't know. The FBI has allegedly said that they thought it was the fragment of a bullet because those bullets yeah. actually can fragmentize. And if it hit something, there could have been a fragment. It could have been glass. We don't yeah. know. But still, someone that, yeah, did take a shot at Donald Trump.
There was some kind of pole nearby, so they think yes. it could have hit the pole.
Yes.
But there would be evidence of that, too. I don't think a bullet actually.
I think it's probably not a bullet because it was a very, very minor yeah. injury. It was a yeah. little nick on his ear. He wore a giant white bandage for a very long time. So did other human adults, yes. by the way, at the convention, wore yes. giant white bandages on their no. ears, which is beyond weird.
They used like a little white piece of paper and used scotch tape. I mean, whatever they had when they got there, or maybe a gauze pad or something like that.
Super
they
weird.
They just look like
not good
idiots.
But
sorry.
But the conspiracy theory that Donald Trump's assassination attempt was staged is
yes.
not true. Now, the next one we have is, well, kind of the opposite. What group has said that the assassination attempt against Donald J. Trump was indeed some kind of a conspiracy, indeed a government conspiracy? U.S. Representative Mike Collins of Georgia, Republican, well, it's kind of gave it away, said, quote, Joe Biden sent the orders, end quote, to assassinate Trump. A congressperson mm-hmm. is publicly saying that Joe Biden ordered the assassination of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So if my question is who said that, I've kind of already given
yeah,
it away.
Yeah, but that would be the MAGA crowd, obviously. Yeah. yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people ask, like, where was Joe Biden at the time? Which is super confusing, because if you ordered an assassination, where are you supposed to be?
You think he's doing
it? I'm confused. Why was he not up on the roof?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The man with access to CIA snipers is going to hire some 21-year-old kid.
Yes. Yes.
I guess that makes it look more authentic. But
in a little bit before the assassination, in early July, Biden said, in a post, or Biden's campaign said something like, we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye, end quote. And of course, what that meant was that he was trying to put the rest, just before he dropped out of the race,
mm-hmm.
he was trying to put the rest of the idea that, hey, Joe, you need to drop out of the race. You're a drag
yeah.
on the ticket. drop out of the race. He's saying, no, we're going to go after Trump. He meant, of course,
we need to focus on
obviously. Yes. And then
bad word choice, though.
But it, for sure it is.
Yeah.
But no conscious human being can think that was an order. That's an order. First of all, if you're going to order assassination, you don't publicly do so. You fucking idiot, Mike Collins. By the way, I'm not sure his name is Mike Collins. I think his name is Matt Collins. I think they might have got it wrong in this article. Either way, he's a dumb shit.
But also, the Trumps get no sympathy on that end. Poor DJT Jr. posted on social media like, how would you like to have to tell your children that their grandfather was almost killed again? I've had to have this conversation five times after the guy was...
Florida?
Or, yeah.
Which, by the way,
five times today.
No, you haven't.
You know,
gather them together in one Zoom call, you dipshit.
But guess what? What his costume was a couple Halloweens ago.
What?
Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So Well, they didn't have kids that were young. Maybe that's why. So it's okay.
It doesn't matter. He was celebrating and thought it was a funny joke that an elderly man was hit in the head with a hammer. So you can go fuck yourself.
Well, an elderly man was hit in the ear with a piece of shrapnel.
Yeah.
And that should be much, much, much worse.
But this wah-wah post was after... Actually, nothing happened. No shots were fired.
Yeah, you know, the Florida thing was
they don't know the intent.
That was presented as an assassination attempt. Everything I read initially said the shots were fired. None of that was true.
Nope.
It's a guy walking around with a gun, which is Florida. I'm pretty sure that's thousands of people every day are walking around with a gun.
Yeah, and they want
creepy
it that
people
way.
Near presidents happens
all the time.
Once a month.
Yep.
It's a routine thing. I'm not belittling it. You definitely have to. The Secret Service needs to do a better job in getting these people, gaining control of the situations. But
yeah,
calm down. There wasn't an assassination.
The Butler thing was unfortunate. I am very happy he wasn't killed, but I think the Secret Service does a good job all the time.
Typically,
I think they could have done better that day.
There's no question.
Yes,
they had a bad day.
Yeah,
Carrie. what band sang that? You had a bad day. I can't remember. It's not Smash Mouth or Creed.
No.
It's not Nickelback. I'm naming all the terrible bands. Okay. So, what side accused the other side of wanting to bring back the draft? This might confuse you a little bit. Quote, would anybody like to be drafted in the audience? Because that's what they're doing. That person's already talking about bringing back the draft. That person wants to bring back the draft and draft your child and put them in a war that should never have happened, end quote.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that's got to be a Republican.
Saying that about?
About the Democrats, Kamala Harris, I'm assuming.
That was indeed.
But I have something to say about that.
Donald Trump on September 13th in a rally in Las Vegas said exactly that. Well, I said that person for she's in that thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Donald Trump and others on the Republican side are accusing Kamala Harris of wanting to literally bring back the draft. Now,
does he ever say what he's? I know the answer to this.
I don't
he
know
never
that
does
they
say what he's referring to.
No. Let's be clear. He never offers support.
No.
Even the campaign, when questioned, will almost never offer support. Read these articles. Seriously, the articles often will say things like, we imagine he's referring to.
Yeah.
Because they don't even give you, we're talking about XYZ. They literally don't do that. He certainly never does in his speeches and his posts and things like that. But even the campaign can't drum up some, here's what we're talking about. Here's what we're referring to. Never happens.
I don't think there is something for that.
There is.
Although, do you know where there is a reference to bringing back the draft?
Where?
Or possibly having a draft? Good old Project 2025.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I told
but
you,
only it, poor people are it refers the kids to, of liberals.
Yeah, for kids going to public high schools for a two-year stint.
Yeah.
And it exempts
public high schools.
Yes, it exempts kids in private schools.
That's great.
So,
that's good. Thanks.
But of course, Donald Trump doesn't know anything about
No, he's never even heard of that.
I'm sure
he knows no one.
I'm sure he doesn't know anything
his
about that.
His immediate aides who run that, if he knows nothing of them. So the Senate is considering a provision right now, backed by a handful of Democrats, that would require women of 18 years and old to register for the draft. So boys, 18, and young men have been registering for the draft since the Reagan administration that instituted in the 1980s. And so the Democrats have said, so women should too.
Yeah.
Fair is fair. There's been no vote on this. Kamala Harris' campaign has taken no position on this whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. So register for the draft. no position. Donald Trump has turned that into she wants to draft your kids. You in the audience, just your kids in my audience right now, wants to draft your kids and put them into war. So that's like, how many degrees from the truth is that? It's a lot.
I mean, I don't agree with the draft at all, but fair is fair. I mean,
I know. That's the idea. The idea is kind of like, hey, if you're going to do this, it should be gender neutral.
When I turned 18, like every 4 weeks, I'd get a postcard.
Yeah.
Did you forget to register for maybe the Selective Service?
You should spell your name in a more girly way. That's what I'm saying. So who said that schools are going to, public schools are taking your children and they're, without your notice, sending them to surgeons and giving them gender-affirming surgeries without you, the parent's knowledge. Quote, the transgender thing is incredible. Think of it. Your kid goes to school and comes home a few days later with an operation. The school decides what's going to happen with your child. End quote. Who said that about who?
That would be Donald J. Trump saying that about, I don't know, public schools?
Public schools, yeah. About schools in general.
I love all the social media posts. I can't even get your kids to walk in a straight line.
think about your kid's gone for a few days. There would be a fucking Amber Alert. That would be a serious police situation.
I don't think he means a few days after the first day of school, they come back with a surgery.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
No, not that they're gone for three whole days.
They have to be gone. Your kid goes to school and comes home a few days later with an operation.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he means.
Who knows what he means?
He doesn't know what he means. Speaks well, but
still,
yeah, no.
It would take some time. So your kid goes to school, tells the teacher, I know I'm a boy, but I think I'm a girl. And they go, okay, well, go get your surgery. And they take your child to a surgeon.
Probably to the multipurpose room.
For sure. And your child has gender-affirming surgery. And a few days later, so I do think that's what he means. A few days later, your kid comes home after, there's some post-op care. There's some recovery. Yeah. And suddenly your boy that you sent on Monday, now is Thursday. That's a girl, and you didn't have any. What are you going to do? And he said something like, and they're going 15 years later. They're thinking, what happened to me? I don't understand.
Who did this?
15 years later.
Yes. So clearly this has been happening for at least 15 years.
At least 15 years ago. In 2009, these things were happening because we were all talking about it. I remember that for sure.
Sure, your teacher has to do an Amazon wish list, and you have to provide her with pencils and Kleenex for her classroom.
They're going
to
pay expensive.
Maybe this is why. They can't afford pencils and Kleenex.
Yes, all the pencil and Kleenex budget has gone to gender-affirming surgeries. I had not thought of that. That makes sense. But okay, so honestly, seriously now for listeners, if you hear that kind of thing, the person who's saying that is batshit crazy. That's tethered so far from reality. There's nothing. It's such a stupid thing to say. If someone you like says that and you're a rational human being, you should not like that person. Someone you like. I wouldn't. If Kamala Harris, I like Kamala. I'll probably vote for Kamala Harris. She's not wouldn't be my first choice. But if she said something like that, I would never vote for her.
Right.
I'd be embarrassed. I would, tell people how stupid that is and how embarrassing that is.
Yeah.
If
it was between her and Donald Trump, I'd still vote for her.
I don't know. I think if she said that, I'd question it. I'm not kidding here. I'd question the sanity of a person who said that. Think that's true is so beyond the pale. It's not like these are not, a degree like, if you shade the truth, you could come to that conclusion. This is just nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
It's idiocy. It's ridiculous. So no one is doing any of these surgeries. It's childish. It's ridiculous. So stop.
Is this your only transgender
topic? I think it. Here's one more. The next, who said that? Quote: the people call me weird. They want to give like hormone therapies and sterilize 9-year-olds. I think it's a lot weirder than, me just like living a normal life with my kids and my wife. But this is what they do, I think, is they latch on to a message and they try to sell it, even if it's fake, end quote. Who said that, Carrie?
I'm sure it was J.D. Vance.
It was J.D. Vance. Yep. And notice he's saying that the other side is using fake stories to try to smear his wonderful image. The fake stories he, by the way, has admitted to about the cat eating Haitians. He's later, since then, has admitted that essentially he said, I tell stories to make a point. Even if you take it on his word, and he's making a valid point.
Yeah.
Haitians really are eating cats.
Yeah.
He's admitting to telling stories and making up stories about that to make that, you know, important point. Of course, obviously, is not an important point because it's fiction. So well, the person who's an admitted liar.
His important point isn't about Haitians possibly eating cats.
It's about immigration.
It's about immigration.
But the impacts of immigration.
Yeah.
But he's saying he
knows the stories about them eating cats and dogs. Yes. Is fake.
But that's not okay.
But yeah.
You can't highlight the pain of rapid immigration by making up horrific racist stories
about
things that you know aren't true. That's not okay. That's not how you do that.
Yeah.
If that's the only way you can do that, you're lazy and dumb and you need to be better at it or need to go away.
Yeah.
And go back to Ohio. Or better yet, even go back to Yale. Go back to your hillbilly Appalachia that you didn't grow up in.
There are other criticism I've heard of Kamala Harris is that she wants to give sex reassignment surgeries to illegal aliens in prison. Illegal aliens, their words, not mine.
Yeah. In prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where you do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure. That makes sense.
I mean, there have
sense.
Been issues about gender affirming care, health care for incarcerated individuals. We're not talking about surgeries. We're talking about hormone therapy and medication and stuff like that. So
we're probably going to disagree about that too, because I don't think there should be very few of those things going on in prisons. I'm sorry, but no.
What? Medication?
No, not medication, but hormone therapy in prisons. I don't want to pay for that. Mm. I'm with JD
on
that one. JD and I, we're gonna have a beer over that. We're moving on before I get divorced. So, next one. Quote: every Democrat, every Republican, everybody wanted Roe v. Wade terminated and brought back to the states. End quote. So the allegation is: what side said everybody was against Roe v. Wade and wanted abortion to be decided by the states? Who would have said that, Carrie?
That would have been Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, scary. This is getting so... I realize the whole...
it's pretty one-sided.
It is. But we've had our assassination attempt. Yes. And I'm actually going to come back to that at the end and talk about that.
Okay.
But of course, listeners, that's the stupidest thing in the world. Almost Roe v. Wade enjoyed huge support among Democrats. Yeah. It enjoyed support well over 80%.
Even Republicans.
Yeah, even Republicans had near majority or majority support for Roe v. Wade. It was a small, probably less than about a third of the electorate wanted Roe v. Wade overturned and sent back to the states. To say that is just, again, it's not just sort of fudging or shading. It's outright just lying and rewriting history in a wholesale way that is unheard of in the American experience until now. So we are living through it now and the last 8 years almost. But we were living through a time that's just, it's just unheard of. And the people who did say those things, there were people who said those things, but they were so much on the fringe. They were ignored, laughed at, and ridiculed. Now they've been essentially mainstream. So to say something like that and to not be immediately forced to drop out of the race, any of these things so far should have immediately forced you to drop out of the race, is unheard of in our experience here. Next one. Who has said that other countries are depopulating their prisons to send them to America and their insane asylums, by the way, so they can immigrate them into the U.S. Quote, the prison population all over the world is at the lowest point it's been in many decades because they're dumping their prisoners into our country. Another quote. When you look at the people that are being allowed to come all over the world, poor choice of words. They're emptying their prisons. They're emptying their mental institutions into the United States of America. Who do you think said that?
Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And you know why I believe he says the whole mentally ill people?
Why? Are,
because somebody mentioned asylum.
Oh,
meaning
and
asylum
he didn't know what
seekers
it meant.
For,
okay.
for refugees.
He thought it meant
and
mental
immigrants.
Asylum?
I guarantee you that's what.
You're probably right.
Why he.
He's not good with words.
Because he all of a sudden starts talking about insane asylum.
Yeah.
People coming here.
He's not comfortable there being more than one meeting for a word.
Correct.
That just makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He has a special hard-on about the Congo for some reason. There are two Congos, by the way, in Africa, nations that use the name the Congo. So we're not sure which one he's talking about.
Yeah.
But he said that the Congo has been deliberately emptying their prisons somehow and sending them to the United States. Quote, last night they had four from the Congo. I don't know what the context is for that. Where in the Congo do you live? I think he's acting like an immigration official. I'm not sure. So they ask, where in the Congo do you live? I wonder what beautiful place do you live in the Congo? Quote, we are from prison. What did you do? Quote, murder. They're in the United States right now, right? This is what they're allowing.
Okay.
So the Congo is sending murderers, emptying their murder wing at their prisons in the Congo to send them to the United States. Of course, they've asked experts and people like that. There are experts who look at prison populations, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's, if anything, the prison populations of these countries are going up. There's no one's emptying their prisons. No one's sending them to the United States. They're not getting into the United States.
Yeah.
That's just is complete fiction. This has been debunked, you know, by people who are I don't know, sane. It's just utter nonsense. So, and by the way, Customs and Border data show that actually it was during the Trump presidency that there was a spike in undocumented arrivals from the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Central Africa. Weirdly enough. I don't think it's any, you know, it wasn't like Trump wasn't inviting people in from the Congo.
No.
It just so happened that it happened during that time. So yes, you're absolutely right. That would be Donald J. Trump. Who said that illegal immigrants are coming into the country and immediately being put onto the Social Security rolls? Quote, but Social Security, that person is destroying it because millions of people are pouring into our country and they are putting them onto Social Security, unquote. Who said that?
I'm sure it's Donald Trump.
Yeah. That's stupid. You have to pay into Social Security in order to get Social Security. You have to get a Social Security
number.
Okay. Illegal immigrants do not have Social Security numbers.
They don't get you one when you walk over the border.
Sorry. You don't just go, oh, wait. Hey, you're clearly here illegally. Hold on. Come out of that trunk and let me give you a Social Security number is how the Border Patrol says it. And also, by the way, when you're working here and you're on payroll, which a lot of illegal immigrants are on, you are paying in to Social Security. You cannot get Social Security. They are a net positive on the financial solvency of Social Security.
They're using somebody else's number.
Yes. So they're paying into Social Security and they are not getting any Social Security. So nice try, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, they're also paying taxes.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I'm very much against illegal immigration. And I am also someone, as I know you and I disagree with that we have had a lot of immigration in these last 20 years and that we do need time to absorb that kind of thing. And we probably have overdone it. Other than the COVID period, our immigration numbers have exponentially increased in these last 2+ decades. And that's, you know, societies need time for that. And that's what's propelled the far right, both in Europe and the United States and North America, into has been that issue. And we do need to maybe, you know, tone it down and absorb those populations before and maybe calm it down a little bit. And which, by the way, would gut the worst instincts of our worst citizens.
I mean, there
are people who are reacting to this and they react in a very negative way. But it's the human nature to react in many cases the way they've reacted.
But if you did that, then we would need things like guest worker programs and things like
that
to bring workers over.
Yes.
Let's rip them away from their families that they want to stay with and, you know, make them come here to harvest our crops for us and then send them back.
You're preaching to the choir, Kerry. Thank you for that pro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're moving on from immigration. But one side accused the other side of redesigning their state flag so that it specifically looked more like the flag of the nation of Somalia, which I think the implication is, oh, it's Somalia, so it's bad because Somalia is bad. So who accused the one side of accusing the other side redesigning their flag to look like Somalia's? Who was
I don't remember specifically. I'm assuming it wasn't Donald Trump, but I mean, I think it's
whose
a
flag
Republican.
Do you think that was? What state flag do you think
it was?
It's a state flag. I should have been specific. It's a state flag. So this person had allegedly control over how their state flag was remade. And
Minnesota.
Tim Walz, governor, Kamala Harris's vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
He's been accused of redesigned it. First of all, it wasn't his decision. There was a committee to do this, obviously. And they did. They redesigned the state flag in the state of Minnesota a few years ago. I think it was why Tim Walz was governor. I assume it was. And it the new flag has a star on it. And the flag of Somalia has a star on it. Hmm. That's why. Different star, by the way. The flag of Somalia is a five-pointed star, and it's just against a blue background. So it's a white five-pointed star against a blue background. That's the flag of Somalia. Mm-hmm. The new Minnesota flag is like a half dark blue, half light blue. And on the dark blue side, they have a 8-pointed star on the flag. It's the North Star, which is the North Star state. Yeah. That's why it's beckoning to the name of the state. The form, and the reason they did this, because the former Minnesota flag was like, had, is it blue with like the state seal on it? And the state seal shows a white farmer harvesting like lands in the foreground. In the background, there's a Native American on a horse riding away.
Oh.
Literally, we took your land, fuck off, move on. Native Americans.
Yeah, I mean, think that flag
a very problematic
an update.
Seal. Yeah. And so there was folks who just wanted, it's that the movement started with school children.
You said, really?
We don't like that.
Yeah.
Let's start. And so
they
changed the state flag. I mean, and by the way, the farmer like has his rifle nearby too. You come back to your land, I'll shoot you. So
what's on our flag?
We have a bear. We have a grizzly bear, which by the way, we rendered extinct many yes. years ago. So not good.
Maybe we should
put
a red line, big circle in
yes,
a line through it.
Around the grizzly. That's good, Carrie. So you're anti-grizzly bear now too. Okay.
No, great. Meaning that's what our state how our state felt
like
about it
because
we made them extinct.
I feel like you hate grizzlies. Who said, who thanked Taylor Swift for endorsing their candidacy for the presidency? This presidential candidate posted a message that had an image of Taylor Swift endorsing this presidential candidate. And the quote from this on this social media was, quote, "I accept!" exclamation point. Who do you think said that?
That was Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump.
Who then, like a week later, turned around and said, "I hate Taylor Swift."
Just hold on. So yes, there was a you're right. There was some person did AI faking animation and put in Taylor Swift endorsing Donald Trump. Of course, she did not.
Yeah.
This is before the debate, by the way, and before she made any endorsement whatsoever. And he said, "Okay, great, thank you, Taylor. Big fan, love your music, especially Anti-Hero with, and that's the only song I like." And thanked her for her endorsement. Of course, that was complete fiction. And then not much later, when Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris after the debate, he, railed against her and said she'll, quote, "probably pay a price." Really? Yeah, her concerts get no one anymore.
Then they tried to say that probably the next day, she lost $150 million in merch sales because of it. Like,
that's not true.
How could they possibly quantify how many sales she lost?
You couldn't. If she's doing $150 million a day in merch, oh my God, she's not.
Yeah.
And then she went to zero the next day, which didn't happen.
Yes.
Quote, "it was just a question of time. She, Taylor Swift, couldn't possibly endorse Biden. You look at Biden, you couldn't possibly endorse him," Trump said. Quote, "but she's a very liberal person. She seems to always endorse a Democrat, and she'll probably pay a price for it in the marketplace."
Huh.
Okay, what a little bitch. This is after he thanked her for her endorsement just like a week before that.
Yeah, they also copied her Eras Tour t-shirt concept for Donald Trump.
They should actually play Taylor Swift songs at... Anti-Hero would be a good song, actually.
Add it to the list of...
Yeah, of people who don't want him playing his goddamn songs.
Stop playing our music.
Who said that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are part of a government conspiracy to turn the election toward the other presidential candidacy?
Probably not Donald Trump, but it was some Republican. Yeah,
you're right. It's not. I don't think Donald Trump specifically said that, but right-wing... social media folks have been saying that this is a plot. And that, by the way, they've tied in the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl last year to this plot, by the way. That that was fixed.
Yes.
The Super Bowl was fixed. So Travis Kelce, a member of the Chiefs, not the most prominent member, that would be Patrick Mahomes, who would get, I don't know what, cred.
Yeah.
And then people would all, and Travis Kelce, and by the way, who has not endorsed any candidate, Travis Kelce hasn't, Taylor Swift has.
Yeah.
Right now, About one third of Republicans, according to a Monmouth University poll, believe this conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are part of some kind of a pro-Democratic Party deep state conspiracy.
And like third, their relationship is fake, right? Like
yes, a lot of people think that. Some people think that too. There's variations. Yeah, but a third of adult humans in this grouping, in this case Republicans, believe something so inherently stupid and so nonsensical, something that seems like parody and not even very good parody is true, is literally true. That should scare you.
Kamala Harris is very powerful.
Who said that, quote, everybody's going to be forced to buy an electric car if that other person wins in 2024? Literally, you're going to have fuel prices go through the roof. Everybody's going to be forced to buy an electric car, which they're not going to do because they don't want that. I'm continuing this beautiful quote. People want gasoline propelled cars. They want hybrids. They want to have everything, and they want electric. Wow, that's 100 degrees. That's a lot. That might be 360 degrees. I'm not sure. It's hard to
this
do
might
the
be the same little talk where he then said, I love electric.
Yes,
I love electric.
You know why he said that? Because Elon Musk endorsed him at $45 million. So basically, and Donald Trump has said, quote, it is Donald Trump who said that. Donald Trump has said, quote, I have no choice. Literally, he said, I have no choice but to support electric vehicles because Elon Musk, quote, endorsed him. He didn't say he offered me money, but we know that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. Has any presidential candidate said, oh, no, I know, I hate electric vehicles, but I have to like them now because this rich guy endorsed me.
Yeah.
I can't stress it enough. That is unprecedented. No one's ever admitted that kind of crassness. Right. That literally saying, I've been bought off.
Yeah. I was going to say, they do it all the time. They're just smart enough not to admit it.
To not say it. This person, Donald Trump, said that out loud. Yeah.
And he said it about other things, too.
Yeah, quote, I'm for electric cars. I have to be because, you know, Elon endorsed me very strongly. So I have no choice. That's a direct quote. There was a video of him saying that. That's unprecedented in the political world, in
that's
the history of our country.
Why he changed his mind about TikTok.
Yes, he overtly, there was a wealthy person who was a big, big investor in TikTok who invested a lot of money to him and has been a supporter of him back in 2020 and 2016. Mm-hmm. And he bailed out. He was very anti-TikTok. He wanted TikTok to be outlawed.
Yeah.
And he literally 180 degrees on that, flip-flopped immediately because that person gave him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And barely that person made a call and said, you know, and again, he's admitted that.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
He did the same thing for oil companies, by the way. He told oil companies if they raise $1 billion for him, he'll cut their taxes. I mean, some other things. He'll do these certain things for him, which, by the way, is super illegal.
Yeah.
I want to stress that. You can't do that.
And isn't this the kind of stuff they accuse the Biden crime family of doing?
Yeah. No, he's, but to their credit, oil companies have come nowhere near raising $1 billion for him. Quote, not everybody has to have an electric car. I told him that, Trump said about Musk. So we're going to get rid of that mandate, if you don't mind. Some people want gasoline-propelled cars. Some people want a hybrid. Some people want an electric car. So he's trying to say that the other side, in this case, the Harris administration, is going to ban electric cars. Again, I shouldn't have to say this, but of course, that's couldn't be further from the truth. There's not even a wish list for that or a plan for that, let alone the support of that. Which side has accused the other side of being the biggest child sex traffickers in the world? This person said that the other side's two main people called them, quote, number one traffickers of girls into sex slavery on planet Earth, end quote. Person and person are the number one traffickers of children, girls into sex slavery on planet Earth. How many people are in jail for that, end quote. Who said that? This one's a little tricky. A little trickier. It's not who you might think it is. Well, maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's not a specific, it's from the same side, but not the same person. How's that?
Yeah.
It was Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's former top aide during his presidency, now one of his top advisors, really the person who puts a lot of this stuff into his head, is Stephen Miller. So Stephen Miller has literally accused Kamala Harris and Joe Biden of literally, I was giving you quotes of being the number one child sex traffickers in the world. Think about, again, just that's mentally ill to believe that. If Stephen Miller really believes that, he is mentally impaired.
Well, I mean,
literally,
this isn't a
it's ludicrous conspiracy and stupid theory.
We know of some. I mean, I'll give you a couple names who we know were guilty of child sex trafficking. Donald J. Trump,
child sex trafficking.
Matt Gaetz and his buddy.
Matt Gaetz. Yes. Well, Matt Gaetz, I had sex with underage women, right? Underage girls.
Yeah, but they took women or girls across state lines.
Did they? Donald Trump did? What did?
His whole Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Those accusations.
No. Well, that sounds like conspiracy
no, it
theory.
Doesn't.
Well, it's not true. or you don't know that it's true. There's no evidence for that. Why am I calling him Donald J. Trump? I don't know that. I doubt he's ever, you know, done that kind of thing. I don't know he probably likes to get peed on once in a while, but by Russian, but they're highly paid. So it's fair.
There is at least one woman who says when she was 13. So,
well, maybe Matt Gaetz. Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure. He more or less admitted to his best friend said, yeah, no, we had sex with 17, 16, 17 year olds.
Yep.
He's a, what's the word I'm looking for? A piece of shit. Yep. But anyway, so but still think about it. The sitting president of the United States runs a child sex ring. It's so stupid. It's so childish. If you believe that, you're insane.
Yeah.
And if you as a consumer of social media news believe that and say, oh my God, I'm just wake the fuck up. I don't know how to say it. I want to stress, if someone I like said that about someone I don't like, I would still say that person who said that is an idiot and a liar.
You called me into question. You just didn't call me an idiot and a liar.
I didn't call you an idiot and a liar. I'll do that later.
But I would tell you, I find even the accusations against Republicans hard to believe.
Oh, about child sex trafficking? There's no child sex trafficking rings run by like sitting like senators and congresspeople and stuff like that.
No. But I'm talking about, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I think there's some very powerful people
involved.
It is
hard to believe.
Your princes and your tech giants were certainly, you know, have a lot of things to answer for that. They never will, though, because they murdered him. Another conspiracy theory. Anyway, now, who said that the other side is supporting gay Pop-Tarts and other sexualization of food targeted at children?
Oh.
Quote. Hmm. But children are politicizing and sexualizing. This company is politicizing and sexualizing its products. And this person condemned this company. I'll say the company, it's Kellogg's. Essentially producing sexualized Pop-Tarts. The reason why was because they partnered with GLAAD, a pro-LGBTQ organization, to make pink lemonade Pop-Tarts with neon pink filling. So this person said that was essentially gay Pop-Tarts that were trying to sexualize and promote, you know, gay lifestyle to children. Who said that?
Just the name Pop-Tart
is what?
Ripe for
That's a great
sexualization.
Name. Is it, Carrie? A Pop-Tart. I guess maybe in England.
What's a tart?
In England. A tart is another word for like kind of a sexually promiscuous female, I think, right?
It works for me. Who said that? J.D. Vance?
Can I give you a hint? We just talked about this person. He just said the last
Stephen
one.
Miller.
Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller made that accusation
on,
I don't know, some fucking talk show.
Yeah.
But
every June, Target's trying to make your kids gay. And, I mean.
And again, these things aren't true.
Yes.
Kellogg's doesn't want to turn your child gay by making pink lemonade flavored Pop-Tarts.
They probably won't eat Skittles anymore either.
Maybe not. Who said that this is going to be kind of ludicrous. The other candidate isn't actually really black. Well, you know what they supposedly said, this person said. She's not black. That's what I heard, that she's Indian. Her father's white. That's what I was told. I mean, I haven't watched the news in a few days. I was told that they discovered her father was white. End quote. Who said that?
This is cheating only because you read that to me. I would have said Donald Trump because of what he said to
the
Association of Black Journalists.
He said kind of...
She just decided she was black.
Yes, he did.
She just became black.
Yes.
Some number of years ago.
Yes.
Before that, she was only Indian.
Mm-hmm.
That's Janet Jackson.
That's Janet Jackson. Dame Janet Jackson, very embarrassed for her.
Yeah.
She obviously is looking at things she has people around her in all likelihood that she should no longer have around her. She, by the way, just today apologized and said, apologize for the like sort of miscommunication. Here's the point, Janet. With respect, just don't talk about those things. Don't say, if someone asks you that question, I don't know the context exactly which answer that question. Just don't, you don't know. You clearly don't know. Don't say, I heard. That's just, you know, I'm going to stop you right there. When you say, I heard in today's environment, I heard is social media or someone who's parroting something they found on social media. Since we know those kinds of things on social media are 99.9% not true, don't just stop yourself right there and don't finish that sentence.
Yeah.
If you've heard something, I'm not kidding. Social media, the thing that the facts portrayed on social media are for sure a vast majority are not true. That's just the reality we live in. That's, you know, thank you, Facebook and YouTube and things like that. But it's almost all bullshit nowadays. Yeah. That again, also something that's unprecedented in our society. You always had misinformation out there, but it was fringe, it was fairly easy to identify. No one supported it. It's been completely mainstreamed.
And we didn't have access to it.
True.
In our pockets 24 hours a day.
That's very true.
I mean, if some weirdo wanted to say something in, you know, I was going to say a bad
word,
mean term of a city in Iowa, but because this is Podunk, Iowa. Why do we always say that?
Why do people pick on Podunk, Iowa?
Exactly.
First of all, is there really a city called Podunk,
Iowa? I don't know. Probably not.
I feel bad for that city.
I have no problem with people in Iowa.
I love Iowa. It's a beautiful state. I've never been there.
We wouldn't know. We would, you know, we'd have no way of knowing what.
No. Trump did, by the way, say these things. Quote, I've known her a long. Trump did say things about Kamala Harris like that. He said, I've known her a long time indirectly. She was always of Indian heritage and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I don't know. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. Just a super racist.
Which is just weird. Just look at her.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was Indian.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't either.
No.
She made a turn and she became a black person. And I think somebody should look into that. What the fuck does that mean? She went to Howard, you dickhead.
The race police?
She went to a historically black college, the most prominent historically black college in the country. She's identified. She has a black father from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. She has an Indian mother from, I believe, Chennai in India, who's dead, by the way. And you know, she's always celebrated her two hair. It's like, really, seriously, you can't get it into your little head that she can be black and Indian at the same time. That's crazy to me. So who said that Joe Biden is dead? And he's been dead for quite some time, and that they're using like makeup and stand-ins to portray Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is dead. Do you have any idea who said that?
Oh.
In fairness, that wasn't the administration. That's one of the few ones that hasn't come directly from Trump or one of Trump's direct, like Stephen Miller. That was actually just the right-wing blogosphere.
Can I guess?
Yes. Oh. Well, you'll never get it.
So it's not Laura Loomer?
It's not Laura Loomer. I think various people have said it. But probably the most prominent person who has promoted that has been a billionaire hedge fund manager named Bill Ackman. You might remember him a few months ago because his wife, who's an academic, was accused of kind of like plagiarism and things like that. And he lost it and tried to essentially shut down and ruin the publication and the reporter who made those accusations. And by the way, they were very well documented.
Yeah.
He says, when Joe Biden sent his letter in that said, I'm resigning. Bill Ackman said, if this was a hostage situation, that letter would not qualify as proof of life. He said to his 1.3 million followers on X, formerly Twitter.
So
seriously, Bill, billionaire. So you think you're smart because you're rich, which is almost a reverse correlation. But he said that you literally think that Joe Biden is dead. Think about
but what would anybody have to gain by pretending he's alive?
Exactly. That would make Kamala Harris the sitting president.
Yes.
And give her, you know. So yeah, no, it's
I mean, it would give her more to do.
But it would give her also more stature.
Exactly.
For sure. So
yes.
that's again.
It would benefit her to the, for sure.
They don't think to the next level of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Not just in the sense that, okay, here's how the mechanics of that, logistics of that would have to be, which
is stupid.
In 10 seconds you can say how stupid these things are. But they don't think about that. They also don't think about just the rationale of it.
Yeah.
Why would the Democrats want to pretend Joe Biden is dead? You know what? It turns out quite the opposite.
Yeah.
So
if that's true, it's the Republicans that are doing it. It's Donald Trump's people.
Who said that their opponents' crowds are fictional and they are generated in pictures by AI animation? Who said that?
Donald Trump. Saying that about
Has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated, all caps, at the airport? There was nobody at the plane, and she AI'd it and showed a massive crowd, air quotes, of so-called followers, now all caps, but they didn't exist, exclamation point. Literally saying that. Now, there are pictures. So what happened is that there was a picture in, she's getting off a plane, and they did a tight shot. And you see like a little bit of the plane and there's no one there.
Because they're not letting everybody go right up to the plane.
I've seen numerous slightly wider shots and I've seen a decent sized crowd surrounding but held back a little ways to let the, you know, sitting vice president get off the goddamn plane.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if someone could have shown this picture and said, look at that, Donald. There's no one there. And he goes off on his thing. I don't know. Maybe it's that or maybe he's just, you know, just, hey, say this.
Yeah.
It's out in the right-wing blogosphere. People are showing this picture. They're showing this tight shot of Kamala Harris. And so she AI'd her crowd. And so he just goes and repeats that. He knows it's not true, but he goes and repeats it. I don't know. I don't know if he's being told this and he thinks it's true or he sees it on all the... Again, this is the city. This is a person, while he was president, was attending to, must have been hours a day, attending to weird fringe social media portals, just like Elon Musk right now, who is running five fucking companies, but apparently has hours a day to watch ultra right wing conspiracy theories on YouTube. Yeah. If I was an investor, I would question that and maybe not be an investor. But so did he see it himself or did he get fed to it? I have no idea.
Probably both.
But again, if you're a rational human being, say no. But
also, I just saw a headline that said his rally in Nassau County, is that New York?
That's Long Island.
There were 61,000 people there
in a stadium
that holds 16,000 people. And there's video, live video, while he's talking of many, many empty seats. So there wasn't even 16,000 people there.
Remember, he also said how the crowd went wild at the debate for his thing.
Yeah.
There were no crowd. There was no
audience.
There was no audience whatsoever. So. Sorry, buddy.
No, he's fixated on
who
crowd size.
Which side of the presidential election ticket said one member of the other presidential ticket had sex with a couch? Hold on. There was a post on, I think it was on X as well, and it said, can't say for sure, but he might be the first VP pick to have admitted in a New York Times bestseller to fucking an inside-out latex glove shoved between two couch cushions. Oh, I'll say the rest of it in a second. Who said that?
I don't know who said it, but they said it about J.D. Vance.
That was a person named Rick Rude's Cavs. Okay. he's a jokester on social media. And the beauty of that was he then put in parentheses, Vance, Hillbilly Elegy, page 179, 181. Like it would take three pages to make that quote. This is a joke.
Yeah.
It was never meant seriously. Every media, mainstream media, has said this is a joke. In fact, famously, who was it? USA Today or something like that ran an article saying, no, J.D. Vance did not have sex with a couch or something like that. No one's taking this seriously. No one believes it. But that is one where liberals have put out a conspiracy theory that is not true about J.D. Vance.
But they do it as a joke.
It
started as a joke. It's always been a joke. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I didn't know that it started as a joke.
Oh, really?
I thought it was true. I thought that it was
really... thought J.D. Vance really had sex on the couch?
Or he said... I thought they were kind of making fun of... twisting his words, whatever he said.
John Oliver did say that, did have some fun with it. And
yeah.
They tried to contact the J.D. Vance and they hung up on him because I just want to point out, they didn't say no. People have had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, so, but no, J.D. Vance did not write in Hillbilly Elegy his book about it. That's just completely made up. That's a lie. Okay. So I'm trying to be fair.
But also, if he did, I wouldn't care.
Have sex with cats? You know what, JD? Yeah. Knock yourself out, buddy.
I mean, young kids do all kinds of freaky things.
Including fucking couches. Yeah. Sure.
It's okay.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
Who bragged about being a gun owner? Said, quote, if somebody breaks into my house, they're getting shot. End quote. Who said that?
That'd be Kamala Harris.
That would be a compliment. I didn't know you said, needed that one. I was hoping to fool you by that.
And then
one.
She said, no, just kidding. My staff will take care of it.
She said, I probably shouldn't have said that, but my staff will deal with that later. End quote. Yeah. She said that to Oprah when she'd been interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. But, you know, I was hoping to oh, man.
Hey, I'm up to date on my comm list, Steph. She and Tim Walz are both cunooners.
And then I'm not going to go into the numerous of what side. Of details about it, but what side has accused the other side of committing massive election fraud in every election for the last?
That Republicans, of course, Donald Trump. Yes.
The reason I mention that is because who was it? Oh gosh, I forgot who it was, but there was an academic study of election fraud a few years ago, and they actually asked Republicans to they did a control group of and you know how Twitter used to put like disputed. Tags on some claims. And so they had this group of Republicans look at tweets with and without disputed tags. And it turned out that the election fraud claims with the disputed tags were more believed by Republicans than the tweets without a tag saying disputed. In other words, disputing and saying this is controversial, this may not be true, made hardcore kind of Republican types more likely to believe in election fraud when this study was conducted, which is, of course, we have found out through academic research that telling people that, hey, what you believe in is not true is at best neutral, sometimes counterproductive.
Yes.
So this entire podcast, I'm not trying to convince you. I know I'm not going to. You're not going to believe anything that we're saying here right now, but it's still the truth.
Yeah.
And the things you believe, if you believe any of these things I've just said are true, I'm sorry. I know me telling you you're wrong won't make you believe that you're wrong, but you're still wrong.
Yeah.
It's psychology. It's sort of, they think it has something to do with actually the level of political knowledge, and Republicans or MAGA folks with more political knowledge are more likely to say, no, I know that election fraud is true. So I don't know. It's a little, it wasn't, in my mind, a really well operationalized experiment, but it.
That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't to me either. So, but still, it's one in many, many studies that have shown that people do get their back up when they're told something's not true. They do sometimes tend to believe it even more so.
Although, I don't know. You and I have a fair amount of political knowledge. You obviously way more than I do. But so if somebody tells, so if you believe something, I think you're fairly confident in your prior knowledge of stuff.
Yes. That might.
So you're confident in your belief. So if somebody came to you and said, well, sorry, Dean, that happens to be wrong. Like I try to on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. You're not going to.
I'm open.
Most likely if you really believe it, you're not going to say,
I'm actually really cautious.
Might be right.
I'm actually more cautious than you might think. If I'm not positive about something, you know what? Let me look into that. I'm not sure. And they'll look into it.
They're already positive.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
I think that's what they're saying too.
I think that might be what it is.
Yeah. So the folks who, the MAGA folks who are more politically attentive are more willing to deny, to ignore that disputed tag.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make sense that it would go up though.
I
feel like those same people should be kind of the same from one control group from the control group to the experimental group.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So anyway, that's something to think about. My other point here is that all these things we're talking about have become massively more mainstream than they were. None of these things would have been in the mainstream consciousness.
Yes.
Let's say 12 years ago. Certainly not 30 or 40. Not until maybe the 1990s with the advent of talk radio, of super conservative talk radio.
Yeah, but even then.
They started to get injected into the body politic. And then Fox News in the mid-90s took over. And now since the 2000s. And then social media since the 2010s has made it exponentially more mainstream than it would have been.
But 2015 is what really ushered in the crazy.
Yeah. To use a term that's very neutral. The crazy. But
crazy, wacky. And,
yes.
You know, just.
One academic who has been looking into it said, quote, what's new is this conspiratorial rhetoric has become more mainstream in the conversation. We're seeing candidates inviting fringe conspiratorial communities onto their platforms. End quote.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Yeah.
And so we have here in 2024, this is just, a selection. There's more I could talk about. Here's the other thing I wanted to say. You've noticed that it's all but a couple things have been conspiracies from the right toward the left. I tried so hard to find. I was Googling liberal conspiracy. Just so much out there. I found a couple of articles. Even the articles that said, like, there's a couple of articles kind of trying to both sides it. Like, oh, the liberal conspiracies are... There's a New York Times article, by the way. You know, that bastion of liberalism, which for sure is in the bag for Trump and loves Trump, talked about how, oh, they're enjoying a moment right now. These liberal conspiracies are enjoying a moment. They're profligating.
Did they name them?
They started the article with the assassination thing, which... granted, absolutely true, is a liberal conspiracy theory. It's stupid. It's wrong. It's not true. They started with that. They made their statement that, oh, there's all these liberal conspiracies. So it's kind of both sides. They quoted some academics said, oh, yeah, the liberals have them too. They then named two more. They literally said, here, I'm going to find it. But in recent weeks, a flurry of conspiracy theories and false narratives have also been swirling on the left. Some misinformation researchers are worried that the new spate of left-leaning conspiracy theories could further polarize political discourse before the November election.
Okay.
End quote. They then came up with two more conspiracy theories. One of them was from 2004. I'm not making that up. The only other one, this flurry of conspiracy theories, they've cited one today. That was the assassination one. The only other one they came up with that was contemporaneous was the J.D. Vance couch. Yeah. J.D. Vance couch thing, which was a fucking joke. So,
but you know where you're not going to hear these things?
Yes.
The left conspiracy theories?
Yes.
You're not going to hear Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and anybody in Congress or...
From out of the mouths of anyone.
Rachel Maddow's not going to talk about it on MSNBC like it's true.
No serious Democrat has ever said that Donald Trump's assassination was staged. Not one. Yep. No one has. But these things we've said, other than a couple from Stephen Miller, have come from a couple from J.D. Vance, the vice presidential candidate, and the rest from Donald Trump, the actual presidential candidate.
Stephen Miller is a
top aide. So, will be almost certainly the chief of staff in a second Trump administration, the probably the second most powerful person in the country. So that's a critical thing to note. I'm glad you did. I was just about to, as a matter of fact. That was my last point, by the way. It was my first point. My second to last point was that, no, there isn't. I'm not going to both sides this. This is dishonest and a lie. The New York Times can do it. I found a couple of articles trying to do that. I found another article that basically did the same thing. It was before the New York Times one, by the way, that said the same thing. They literally come up with J.D. Vance having sex with the couch and the staged assassination. I could not find any other 2024 wild, stupid, weird, left-wing or whatever liberal conspiracy theories. And none of them are being espoused, as you said, by the actual important, you know, rational adult people in the room. So that's a huge difference.
And one thing I would like to add about some of the things they accuse the other side of doing, they are actually doing.
Oh, all the time. So, the J.D. Vance quote that he said, oh, they're lying about me. Oh, you just lied about them. In that quote, he literally lies. He says, oh, they want to have 9-year-olds be sterilized. That's a lie.
Yeah.
And the end of that sentence is how they can lie if they want about me. They're just lying about me and trying to sell it. So literally, I mean, that's...
Trump and his crowds.
For sure. For sure. And that's why they attack. There's no question. That's why they're attacking Trump's crowd size just to fuck with him, because, you know, he's ultra sensitive.
And in every rally, he accuses Democrats of cheating.
Yeah,
on elections, you know, stealing the election cheating.
It's a lie. So, so all of all of our listeners now who are, pro Trump, politically conservative, hate us even more than they did before. But nothing we've said here isn't true. We may have our own color and our own biases. For sure, we do. Everyone does. Mm-hmm. But nothing we've said here is not factually correct and rational. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's just the reality of it. So we're going to give you what we believe is the research truth every time we do. And we're going to do that here too. I know I didn't want to go political here, and we'll stop that now. Our next one will be Halloween. We'll go back to our wonderful Halloween episodes. We'll have fun with that. But I wanted to do it before the November election, and with Halloween coming, yeah. I didn't think there's a chance. Are we gonna because these are weird things.
Are we going to have an election episode?
No, I don't want to. We'll see what happens, actually. But no, I don't have any. I don't know.
Yeah,
you want to?
If it goes a certain way, you may never hear from us again.
I doubt it. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if you are from the side that was poorly treated in this last hour or so, or think you were, you know, just there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not giving you opinion. Again, these things.
I think you're deluding yourself if you think any of our listeners are
the commentary is my opinion. The statements of fact are statements of fact.
Yes.
And that's, and there's, you know, you can't make up, you can't have your own truth. I know you think you can, or a lot of people think
Kellyanne Conway
can. And so I hope you enjoyed it, or at least I hope you listened without prejudice, like George Michael told you to do a long time ago. And semi enjoyed it. But anyway.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Until next time. Next up, some Halloween fun.
Spooky season.
Yes.
Upon us.
We'll see you there.